The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
One of the most dramatic field finishes to a Cox Plate we've ever seen. And I tell you what, state of rest. There was a nervous 30, 40 minute wait afterwards when the protest went on and on and on. I wonder how Joseph O'Brien was feeling, the young 28-year-old super trainer back in Ireland waiting for the result. He's been good enough to join us. Joseph, congratulations.
Thanks a million. It was an anxious wait, all right, but glad we came out on the right side of it.
What is it about the Cox Plate? I've heard you speak and read articles that you said it's up there with your best wins. What is it about the Cox Plate that puts it up on a pedestal?
Well, I suppose it's a very special race. Every year, I suppose in your country, it's as good as the Melbourne Cup, and it takes it's a prestigious race. It's very tough to win. Very tough to have a horse good enough to compete in the race. And it's a race that, you know, since we were lucky enough to come to Australia, we wanted to try and have a horse to run in the race. And we were very lucky this year we did.
And state of rest, I mean, there was high drama on the morning. Zaki was the warm favourite here that got scratched due to an elevated temperature. I mean, how confident were you going into the race?
Yeah, that was very unfortunate for the connection of Zaki. But we were hopeful of a big run. You can't be confident, really, when you're heading into a race like that. Obviously, the different form lines, we weren't sure how it'd stack up. But we were hopeful that we'd run well and at least get a share of the prize money. And, you know, all credit has to go to Mark Power, MJ Doran, who headed up our team in Australia, Fazl, who's done a lot of the work at home, and Mark Hackett as well. Also, we had very game owners. So it was a big team effort, and, you know, we're delighted to get the winner.
How difficult is it, Joseph, to be over there in Ireland while the horse is here in Australia and to be communicating and training the horse from so far away?
Yeah, it is difficult, but, you know, it wasn't possible for me to make the journey this year, obviously, with the COVID restrictions. But I have a very good team, and, you know, Mark, like I mentioned, has been in Australia the last few years with our runners at the Carnival, and you know, every confidence in the lads there that, you know, they were able to get the job done.
And what did they tell you about the protest, Joseph? As we said earlier, I could imagine you're sitting there, and the longer it went, I think the more nervous you probably got. You would have spoken to John Allen and your team here. What was the process like with the protest?
Sure. I suppose from my point of view, there wasn't much I could do. Only we were just waiting to hear the result. You know, I didn't think there was much in it. And you know, had it been in Europe or something, I would have been pretty confident that there wasn't going to be any change to the result. But obviously, I'm not as familiar with how your stewards down there handle these situations. And the longer it was going on, the more nervous we were getting. But like I say, I'm glad that we came out the right side of it.
It almost went 30 minutes, half an hour. Did you duck off and have a Guinness, or what were you doing while they were deciding whether or not you still were the Cox Plate winning trainer?
No, our first lap were training here in Ireland on that literally just after the race. So I was watching the first lot of horses train and waiting to hear the results. So that's what I was doing.
How would this compare with the Melbourne Cup winner?
I suppose it's right up there with the Melbourne Cup. The prize money is fantastic, but also the prestige that the race carries, and even just to have a runner in the race was very special. You know, it's a pity I couldn't be there to attend, but hopefully in years to come we'll be back there again.
You've won a couple with Rekindling and Twilight Payment last year. What happens, where do you go with State of Rest now? Are the McKinnon Stakes at Flemington, or is the Melbourne Cup on the agenda?
No, the McKinnon is an option. He won't go to the Cup anyway. But, you know, we'll discuss it with the owners, and we won't jump into any decisions. So we'll just see how he is over the next week or so, and then we'll take it from there.
And your father, who's just world-renowned trainer, of course, what sort of influence has he been? How much input does he have into what you are able to do with your stable of horses now?
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, I'm very lucky that obviously I worked with him all my life, and everything I've learned from him. Obviously, our stables are quite far apart, so I don't get to see him as much nowadays as when I was riding and working in Ballydoyle. But I always speak every day, and he's been a huge help to my career, and I'm very lucky to have been brought up in the position that I was.
One of the prominent owners here, Nick Williams, he says that what he's hearing is that Twilight Payment could be better than last year. That's what all the reports are around the horse. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, the lads are really happy with him, but he will have to be a lot better than last year, you know, if the truth be told, you know, carrying top weight and a year older. But his preparation has gone smoothly. He's coming out of off the back of a big run in the Curragh, and, you know, we're looking forward to the race. But it's a huge ask to go back-to-back.
Joseph, as we say goodbye, we appreciate you jumping on this morning. Do you, as a 28-year-old having won a big race, do you just shout yourself something a little bit special just to celebrate?
No, we do the best we can, lads, with the horses that we have and for the owners that we train for. And, you know, we're very lucky to have good support with nice horses that we can take to, you know, big races around the world. And that's, you know, that's what we try to do every day, and that's what we're going to keep trying to do.
Your modesty and humility hold you and your dad in great stead over here. Got such huge reputations, and well done. Congratulations again on a marvellous achievement.
Much appreciated, Ed. Thanks very much.
On you, Joseph.
The 28-year-old Joseph O'Brien. Just getting the job done, Wes.
Not getting ahead of himself.
Taking all our big races one at a time. 7 o'clock news is upon us.